There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Alrighty then, it's time for us to invent things, to cook things up, not to make things up. Although, you can make an argument that some of our entrepreneurs, some of our inventors do make things up. I mean, that's actually where ideas start. We have to make them up, John, right? John Creamins is here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You start that way and then you kind of add solid base behind it.
Right. Well, I mean, think about some of the really good startups. There's a lot of information, a lot of hooting and hollering about Uber and what they're, they don't check out their drivers and their hard. But you know what? They actually came up with an idea. And after generating $1 billion in 2.5 years, this is a startup that I'd like to have been a part of. Thank you. I don't know much about the fellows that put this together. They're from San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken. But the circumstances as they presented themselves, really, this was as most other companies that get started and do well, there's a need. People want to have the service, otherwise they wouldn't have survived, right? You could promote until the cows come home, but if people don't like what you're doing, it doesn't make any difference. People like what they do. I have signed up for Uber. I use them in California mostly, but I have used them elsewhere. I used them in Chicago. I used them in Dallas.
Sure.
And I think that they have a very good product. Is it not going to be without, if it's not perfection? None of this stuff is perfection. But when you look at the fact that they've generated $1 billion in revenue in just 2.5 years, and this is an investment that people will want to be in on, and it's an entrepreneurial adventure.
So you had a good experience with Uber, but
yes.
Now I know Zach, our producer here, he literally he used Uber one night to meet Akos and me at a hockey game.
Yeah.
And he had to tell the driver how to get there.
Really?
I thought I was going to die. I'm not. No joke on this, Doug.
Really?
I literally thought we were going to die. My little sister and I were sitting in the back of the car. Oh, my gosh.
So what was the car like? When what was the driver like? How did the driver present himself? What kind of a car was it?
He was rather old. He was probably, I want to say, in about his late 60s. He said he was from the Tampa area.
That's
and
not
he
old.
He goes to me.
No, thank you.
I'm sorry there, Doug.
That's nice.
No,
Strike one!
No. I basically said to them, well, look, we're trying to get to the stadium. He goes, I know how to get there. I know how to get there. And I'm like, okay, good. So we're on the highway, and all of a sudden he goes, you want to listen to the radio? I'm like, sure, we'd love to listen to the radio. Sure, not a problem. So he all of a sudden starts looking over to his radio and slows down about 10 miles under the speed limit on the highway in the middle of traffic.
There are going to be problems inside. And I'm not here to be an apologist for Uber because there's nothing in it for me, except I've found their service to be exceptional, frankly. Was it a clean car, Lisak?
Yeah, it was rather clean. I mean, my sister was looking at me going, are we really going to not live through this
the entire time? So if you'd have taken a cab, how much would it have cost you, do you think, to get from where you started down to where you were going?
Oh, gosh, at least double.
Double of what the Uber charge was.
Yeah, I mean, we only got charged about $27 was total.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which that's not bad.
Yeah, it's about 30 miles.
I find in Los Angeles, where I use the Uber, I take it from my house, which is normally about a 20-minute ride to the airport. The last experience I had with a cab, when I left the car at home, and I get off the plane, and I don't want anybody to bother pick me up. I just take a cab. And this guy was so out of it. He was a Pakistani, could not speak English, not a lick of English.
Wow.
And he had just started working. And this is not Uber. This is a regular yellow cab in Los Angeles. And he took me down the 105 to a point of almost no return. I almost had to drive the damn thing myself to get us back to the 405 to the 10 to my house. It took me 47 minutes, and the guy had $77 on the meter, and he wanted me to pay him $77. I'm not going to pay you $77. The normal ride in a cab is about $34, $35, $36.
Yeah.
I said, I'll give you $35. No, no, you have to pay $7. I said, yeah, call the police. I'll call him, as a matter of fact.
No, I probably didn't want that.
So I think he got, yeah, right. He's probably illegal. You know, I gave him the $35 and sent him on his way. The same ride normally costs about $26, $27, $28 in an Uber car. I've never been into an Uber car where the driver wasn't nattily dressed, that the car wasn't as clean as could be or practically new, whether it was a van or they like to drive Priuses and things like that. At least on the West Coast they do. So anyway, but we all have different experiences.
Well, have you tried, Uber B&B? That's the
bed and breakfast?
Yeah, where people are actually, you know, renting out rooms in their home.
No.
Using Uber.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, and actually...
interesting idea. I didn't know that.
I thought that was Airbnb.
No, is it Airbnb? Airbnb? Yeah, you're right. You're right. So it's
maybe like Richie to screw up the story. All right, keep going.
He's close. It's the same idea.
Yeah. And the only reason I know about it is because the woman that was on the infomercial that I did up in New York last month.
Yeah.
She actually has a room in her house where she does this Airbnb, and she has people from all over the United States that want to come to the Tampa Bay area, and she rents it out.
Really?
And she said she's had great experiences with this.
So she fixes them breakfast and things like that.
Yeah, she can do anything. She has a separate door entrance for them.
Huh.
Sometimes some people will talk to her. Some people won't.
Yeah.
They'll just come and use the room and go.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of, even then, that's, you're going outside the norm.
Yeah.
Like, instead of going a cab, you're doing Uber. If you're going
to... going to Marriott, you go to somebody's house.
Yeah. And I guess it works.
There's a certain
great ideas.
There's a certain there's a certain romance to going to stay in a hotel when you go into an area. There's a certain different feel, kind of fun to travel. Whereas if you go to somebody's house, it's not. It depends on what you're traveling for.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that was the same thing when it came to Uber. Uber is in the main much better than the cab. The cab would be staying at somebody's house, and Uber would be staying at the Marriott. For me, anyway, that's the way I would look at it.
Okay.
But you're not going to slow these people down. It may be there's controversy, or they don't train.
They're using technology. They're using what's available.
That's exactly what it is. Thank you.
To make our lives better.
Right. It's all a technology play. It's not necessarily about the drivers of the cars. It's the fact that I have this app on my iPad, and people have it on their iPhone, and literally, when you go in and you request, if it knows where you are, which is kind of scary, if it has pinpointed where you are, okay.
Well,
so I'm
you
in
tell
my
it.
House.
You
no,
tell it where you
yeah,
are.
But didn't have to tell it.
Sure you do. You sign into the app, which is saying, okay, here I am.
Well, okay, but you hit the button for the app and it knows that my location is
right.
My house.
But that's what you want it to do. You have said, okay, tell these people where I am so they can come pick me up.
Well, but I didn't tell them anything. They just found it once I went to the Uber app,
right.
It knew where I was. I didn't
well, because everybody
address.
Knows where Doug Steffen is.
No,
it's magic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So then they, in 4 or 5 minutes, I've never found it to take any longer than that. There's somebody there. You don't have to call them ahead of time, the day before. I mean, some of the cab services in Los Angeles are awful. I can't tell you how many times I've called the cab and they didn't show up. They just didn't show up. In that circumstance, wouldn't you want somebody that was reliable or some vehicle? And that's what the Uber... They find where you are, and they say, somebody will be there in 4 minutes. Whoosh! Every experience I've had, they were there in 4 minutes.
One of these days, I'm going to use the app. I'll get the app and put it on my phone.
Yeah.
And then I'll try it.
You've got all that stuff. I mean, you're very good at technology. You're much better at this stuff than I am.
Yeah.
And I'm
surprised. And to find that you trust this more than I do. I mean,
I trust the Uber this app. Oh yeah, I would use this. This is my preference. The problem is they can't get onto airports because the taxi guys have got them locked down. So you can't, if you want to get it at an airport, what you do is you find the nearest hotel, like right on the airport at LAX is a Sheraton. So you take the bus to the Sheraton and have the Uber guy meet you there. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And so, I mean, there's a no-brainer to that. They can't come on the airport because they have the medallions and I guess I can understand this. Most of these medallions, these taxi medallions, are very expensive these days. It doesn't make any difference what city you're in, Boston, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco. In order to have one of these or to sell them, They are very valuable. That's one guy who was a taxi driver. Got one. It was in his family. I think his father had it, and it was in the family for like 80, 70 years. But he got one of the original medallions in I think it was in New York. And his son got it. I think it was three generations. Then the third generation sold it and got $1 million.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what they're worth. That kind of and it's really interesting because most of the cabs now in the bigger cities are not independently owned. Mm-hmm. They're owned by companies, and sometimes there are two or three companies owned by the same people, and that's how it's gone too. Because a lot of these were the amalgamation. I remember, I think it was Chicago, but I don't know this for a fact. Amalgamated Transit Cabs was the company, and the amalgamation was they buy up this little guy's cab over here, and they buy up that little guy over there. This guy's got two cabs, that guy's got four cabs. They put them all together under one roof for informational purposes and dispatch purposes, and then ultimately they buy up. So the guy who has the individual cab doesn't have to worry about anything except what he has to pay. You know, in many instances they have to pay a mileage fee or a procurement fee for being given the job. So if you get a $30 job, $6 of that goes to the guy who gave you the job.
But it's also kind of, but it kind of blockades, you know, commerce, right? I mean, if you have a startup,
of
like
course,
Uber, it's, or
somebody of course,
else.
Yes, that's exactly what it does. They're into keeping the competition out. It's very anti-competitive, almost to the point where you'd think somebody would be suing the hell out of them. All right, so that's the story of Uber. It's 18 after the hour. My cool inventions about entrepreneurialism in America.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information equal housing lender license for all 50 states and unless number 33.
Kohl's Big After Christmas Sale and Clearance is going on now, and everyone can save even more. Go to Kohl's.com to get your Yes Pass for $10 off your purchase of $30 or more, and save 50 to 70% on sweaters and fleece, 60 to 70% on sleepwear, and 50 to 60% on outerwear for the family. Plus, take 75% off trim a tree. Kohl's After Christmas Sale and Clearance is going on now. Don't miss it. Find your Yes. Kohl's. Some exclusions may apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
It's now 23 after the hour. John Cremins and Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions. In a few minutes, we're going to be meeting Daryl Novak, who has a pet-protected magnetic clip and panel invention.
This ought to be actually, you know how people have, it depends on if they live on a balcony, they have a balcony, or maybe a second floor, a third floor, or maybe they live in a condo, where sometimes they'll just have like a slat on the end of the balcony, right?
Yeah.
If they have pets, there are tragedies.
Yeah, right, okay.
And he's found a way that actually, it looks nice, but it saves your pets.
All right, we have two of the inventors this week. We had two last week because of the abbreviated week, the holiday, et cetera, et cetera. So we don't have a Dream Big contest this week. For those of you who are new to the program, the idea, the concept here is that we bring in this hour, Monday through Thursday, inventors, entrepreneurs, people who have ideas, like this fellow Daryl Novak that you meet in the next half hour. We talk a lot about how to get your startups going, try to help you with as many different ways. We all have experience, John and Akos Jankura, who's there with him often, who's one of the premier salespeople of product on the these big home shopping channels. I have some experience as a pitchman on the radio. I understand business, and so we put these all together. It's not the same sort of hostile environment you'd find on Shark Tank, because we have you, the listeners, vote using the texting line or just the regular toll-free line or going to the website and voting thumbs up or thumbs down on whether you think the invention and the inventor are worth your support. And from there, we go on into lots of different areas. We have four of those people a week normally. On Friday, we have one of the winners from our My Cool Inventions list, sometimes two, and then someone who's applied for consideration at dreambigamerica.us, another place where you can go if you're an entrepreneur, got an idea, want to be vetted, want to get on the air, want to promote your product, want to get to the next level, want to win the prizes. Every month we have a runoff. We did last Friday. As a matter of fact, you can still be voting if you want to for one of the three Dream Big America contestants in the final round for the month of December. Lisa Brambilla from BioEarn, which is a great idea, Frank. I felt strongly that all of these were great ideas, John.
Yeah.
Meg Ragland, who has something called Plum print, which is great for artwork. Your children. I have two big. This would have been great. My children. I used to fill up the refrigerator with their notes. So 1 year, my daughter took all the notes off the refrigerators, and she put them together in these big framed. Sort of, not a poster, but you understand, like a 3x5, and I have them hanging in different walls in the house, all the notes the kids have written me over the years. So that's what these
people, basically,
that's what they're doing at Plum Print, only putting it in a book. And then there is Bill Wood from Peace Broom, which is an interesting way of using air to clean. All of them were unique, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So, would you say that was a good way of handling
that one? I didn't ask a question that on Friday.
No, we ran out of time.
On that guy, but I don't get it.
All right, so that it's is the weakest one. I felt your review. It's the weakest of the three.
I could get some poster boards of my kids have for the science class and go out there and do the same.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, the people, I'm going to bet, I'm not going to know. I won't tell you who I think will win, but I think.
I bet you I know who you liked, of the three.
Well, I think that they were
all good.
Prejudice is not fair, so I'm not going to do that. You can vote between now and Thursday.
I'm reading your mind, though.
I know you are. Dream, that's not a good thing. DreamBigAmerica.us is the place to go. You can see the story of the three contestants. You can decide which one you want. You have a hand in making somebody successful if you take a few minutes. And by the way, many people who are entrepreneurs, who are business people, small business folks, they love to promote others because it's good, literally good for business. They have lots of good, strong business ideas and people who are making it big in America or at some level making it. And so that's why we support them. And you can support them too by voting for the one you think is best. See who wins on Friday on the Dream Big America portion of this program. My Cool Invention continue with our inventor of the day up next here.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-377-8148. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Call 1-800-377-8148.
Kohl's Big After Christmas Sale and Clearance is going on now, and everyone can save even more. Go to Kohl's.com to get your Yes Pass for $10 off your purchase of $30 or more, and save 50 to 70% on sweaters and fleece, 60 to 70% on sleepwear, and 50 to 60% on outerwear for the family. Plus, take 75% off trim a tree. Kohl's After Christmas Sale and Clearance is going on now. Don't miss it. Find your Yes. Kohl's. Some exclusions may apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GC.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
John Creeman's Doug Steffen and My Cool Inventions, a fellow named Ed Foreman. You can go to his website, John, edforeman.com. His motto is, I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific. Life is for laughing, loving, and living, not whining, worrying, and working.
That's good, positive. That's
right,
good.
It is, yeah. I mean, I don't, in terms of working, I think if you work at something, the way to translate that is, if you work at something you don't like, it's work. If you do like you and I are happy in what we do. If you're fortunate enough to be really good at what you do, or even if you're mediocre but you love it, it's good for you, then it is a home run. That's the way I look at it anyway.
Hey, look at these. They live to be 80.
Who? Or Ed.
Yeah. He's going to get a surprise 80th birthday party.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
I'm learning about that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess that he got to 80 by, you know, laughing, loving, and living.
That's exactly right. And he'll keep doing that, I think.
Emphasis on that last one.
Living. Yes. Living. Yeah. Live, 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 live. All right. But you have to, in order to live well, sometimes you have to have the means to do it.
Yeah.
And that necessarily, abundance isn't just money. Abundance is health.
Family.
Yes. Good family. Absolutely.
I've been checking your pictures out. You know,
with the baby?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
I like seeing Grandpa Doug.
We've settled in on Gramps. Now, you never know, though, what will, you know, once the baby starts to talk and identifies various characters, they come up with whatever name it is, who knows what the name will be. But
yeah,
you know,
hopefully, we, that, hopefully that
at
Gramps.
This point, pick the Gramps.
Cramps. Yeah. Because that rhymes with cramps. And that's this is not a pleasant thing.
How did you know that that was my problem? All right, let's meet Daryl Novak, who has an object of affection that we all probably will be better knowing about. And after John has a long conversation, you'll be able to hear Daryl's pitch, and then you'll be able to vote for him, texting thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or by dialing 888-877-0490, or by voting on mycoolinventions.com. So let's meet Daryl Novak.
So, you know, Doug, you and I talked about how, you know, inventions and some of our inventors, it comes out of ideas or maybe events in their life, and they figure that they can find a solution that is better. And that is one that the Daryl Novak has done with his pet-protected magnetic clips and panels. And Daryl, welcome to the Michael Lincoln's Radio. We're glad to have you along, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for having me.
So Daryl, let's talk about this a little bit. I mean, this invention that you have is wonderful for people with pets that maybe live in condominiums and apartments that have these balconies that seem to be unprotected, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
So now, how did you come up with the idea on this whole entire system?
All right. Well, the way that this originated was I used to live in a beautiful condominium in Cocoa, Florida, and I was on the 8th floor. So we had a beautiful view and everything, but a week after we moved in there, somehow or another, my cat, Apache Halftail, fell off of the balcony. Now, I wasn't there. I didn't supervise it, but he was either chasing a bug or walking along the edge there, and somehow or another, he fell off of the balcony. Now, this is a condition called high-rise syndrome is what the medical terminology, I guess, for it is. And it consists of either animals or children from falling off a balcony two stories or higher. So this was 8 stories. 80 feet my cat fell.
Wow.
And fortunately, there was a grass area down there. And he used up one of his 9 lives, I guess you could say. And he just had a little limp for a couple of days, and he was okay. However, many animals don't survive the fall. And with the term high-rise syndrome, like I said, over 2 stories or higher, if a child was to fall through there or an animal, it would sustain some type of injury, most likely.
Okay, so Daryl, you take this life experience, right?
Yes,
and you have come up with an invention that's rather unique. Tell everybody if you know, since they're listening on radio, they don't get a chance to unless they have access to go to our website and take a look at it. Tell everybody what your invention actually looks like and how it works.
Well, if you can picture this, sir, basically I've taken these clear plastic panels that magnetically attach to your balcony. Now, balconies aren't made of steel or whatever. They're made of aluminum, so there's adhesive magnet which keeps it up there. And I have created these special clips that lock in, and they secure them in place, and therefore it prevents animals or children or objects from getting stuck or falling through the balcony. So that's the prevention measure that we do for high-rise syndrome.
No, so are these like they're a durable panel? I mean, something like maybe because I don't want to block. If I'm like you, if I'm on the 8th floor and I'm looking out over the water, I don't want to block the view. So
absolutely.
You'll be able to see
well,
through these panels?
That's what most people do. They come up with some form of, you know, putting wood or blankets or chicken wire or whatever. These are clear plastic panels. They're about a 16th inch in thickness. And they're removable, so you can take them down, roll them up like a poster, stick them in a poster board or whatever, so you can have them up or you can have them down. Most people, if you're going to have your animals out on the balcony, I would recommend that you have them up because of the fact that animals aren't suicidal. They don't jump over the rail. They kind of fall through it or chasing a bug or they've clumsily stumbled off and slipped and fallen.
Yeah.
That's the main reason for the high-rise syndrome, and this is the way that we prevent it. And it works.
Daryl, how long have you been doing this? You know,
well,
working on this invention, I mean, perfecting it and making it to where it is today.
Yes, sir. And about 2011 is when the actual deed occurred. So I've been spending the last approximately 3 years perfecting it. I've got the patent on it. We've got everything at petprotected.com. You can see some more information on it. However, I'm in the process now of locating an investor and starting to market this, get it out there to the public so we can start doing the job.
Okay.
So for 3 years, I've been working diligently, testing, and we're prepared to get busy with this very soon.
So what kind of materials do you use? I mean, as far as the panels go, I mean, is this just a plastic or acrylic that anybody can get, or is this something special that you had made?
Well, this is a special plastic, okay? It's called a PET, PET, which is a polyurethane UV-inhibited plastic which will last for several years. We've done some moderate testing on it and stuff, and it's clear. So, I mean, if you leave them up there, you're going to accumulate maybe some salt there or some natural debris that after time accumulates, but it washes right off. So it's a great product. The UV inhibitor makes it last longer, so when we sell it, we're going to put a little two-year guarantee on it as well. And when we start printing on them, then that comes into the phase two of it. However, this part right here will protect from animals and children getting their heads stuck in there as well, too. There's a lot of stuff, if you go on the Internet, that talks about these type of things. 10 million different sites for high-rise syndrome. So I'm sure a lot of people have either heard about it or experienced it in some form. And it's really sad, you know, to lose a loved one due to safety problem, you know.
So, Doug, you have any? What do you think?
No, actually, I think he's done a good job of bringing us up to where he is right now. But the pitch should be important so we can decide whether it's something we want to go further with.
All right, let's do that. So Daryl, what we're going to do is we're going to play music, as you know, and you're going to get 1 minute to pitch it to our audience and let them decide. They'll get a chance to vote, either going to our website at michaelemissions.com and voting there. The web voting is active right now. Or you can actually text to vote on your smartphone to 22333. That's the number you're going to text to, 22333, and you put thumbs up or thumbs down. So, Daryl, if you're ready.
Absolutely, sir.
All right, let's go.
Do you have any idea?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
All right, Daryl, go ahead.
Hello, folks. This is Daryl Novak from Pet Protected. I am the creator of the newest prevention measure for children and animals falling off of balconies, the prevention of high-rise syndrome. I've created these clear plastic panels that magnetically attach to the balcony with our special locking clips that secure them in place. Therefore, it prevents the animals or children or objects from falling through the balcony. It's also secondary for a great wind barrier, and down the road when we start putting NFL logos or what have you, it'll be a great form of signage as well. However, the main point right now is to save animals' lives. So most condominiums, which is the primary target market, only allow small animals to come in there. Of course, big ones won't fit through. So if you have Aunt Betty sitting there and she's scared to death that little Fluffy's going to fall through the balcony and she won't even open her door, this is the great...
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right, Daryl, thank you. If you started a little earlier, we probably could have gotten through that entire pitch. What did we miss out on at the end there?
Well, I wanted to give you my contact information, of course.
Awesome. Okay, so close the sale.
Beg your pardon?
No, I said close the sale. Tell me where to get it.
Okay. Well, at this point, we are in the production phase of it, so it's not available to the market yet. However, when I launch the product, it should become nationwide. So the best way to get a hold of it would be to contact me directly at daryl@petprotected.com. That's D-A-R-Y-L. Or you can contact me by phone at 321-454-9070. However, I need you to go to the Microinvention site and vote for me, because that's the only way we're going to get the marketing done on this. So, folks, help you save your animals or your children.
All right, Daryl, thank you. So what do you think, Doug?
I'm not blown away. You?
Do you think that maybe Daryl should use, I guess, you know, set up the problem a little better, maybe, do you think?
I think you have to have a good imagination. I'll tell you why it works for me. You asked me what I thought. In general, I think people have a hard time getting the concept. But what I was thinking, I came close to buying a ninth floor penthouse apartment in Santa Monica. And the reason that it made me nervous was, as a matter of fact, I did buy it. I bought it and I flipped it. The thing that made me nervous about it was the balcony on the ninth floor. There was glass, the panel, hard glass. And I was worried about Charlotte going out on the roof and, or not on the roof, but out on the balcony patio. And, you know, something happened. It wouldn't have happened because they were very careful, but it just looked bad. Or it looked uninviting. It looked scary. So I could envision this product working there. But I think you got to work. That's the key word here. I think you got to really work at imagining how Daryl's product will work. You can go to the website, I'm sure, but I don't.
Daryl, what I would do, because I mean, I visually, I think Doug's right. I'm looking at, you know, visually I can see it, right? Because I'm going to the website. I've got a picture there. I can see what this does. And I don't like to sell through fear. Well, I think that because fear, when you sell through fear, it never works. But I think you really have to, you know.
Is a good way to start it.
Yeah. Like, you know, create in that person's mind that's listening, and even if you're face to face, just get them emotionally attached. You know, if you have a pet and you live in an eighth, you know, in the third floor, fourth floor, are you thinking about your balcony? You know that there's a problem in today's world with pets and or whatever, and you just create in their mind's eye that image right away. I mean, I like the fact that you came over, you know, hi, you know, and you said your name, and you went into, you know, what the product does. But I guess setting up that problem a little bit better. I mean, you did good, you know, overall your pitch, you know, was you're going down the path. But I think that I would just try to set up that problem just a little bit more. Did you know that, you know, well, I don't know, I can't remember the exact statistics, but you know, let's say just for example, say 25% of pet owners that live in apartments that are two floors or higher, there's a good chance that their pet's going to fall over the balcony. I guess, and then you go, oh, guys, really? That many people? And
there's a lot of them. Believe me, if you're in the condominium association, who's my primary target market at the beginning of this, first off, since they can afford it. However, they're mostly senior citizens or baby boomers. The kids have grown up, so they've got grandchildren, or they've got their little animals who they love as a family member.
See, and so you actually have brought me in that way, right?
Yeah, now you have something.
Yeah, now
you have something. Well, I'm kind of new at this game here. I'm a business manager. My first time at a radio interview, guys, but, you know, honestly, if you want to get down to it, you want to protect your children, or the fact of wind blowing in and the leaves blowing off of your plants, or, you know, the possibility, I had a gentleman who, when he was a kid, he got his head stuck in there, and they had to call the fire department to cut it out. Very traumatic, you know, and the guy, he acted really weird to him. He was a bouncer at a door, and I said, why are you always like that? He's like, well, you know, your product, I got my head stuck when I was a kid, and it was very traumatic, you know.
All right,
and,
I would imagine. If you want to vote for this, thumbs up, thumbs down, text to 22333 or dial 888-877-0490 or vote at mycoolinventions.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair, guaranteed. Indeed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said...
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too, that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control
control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life. Combat the ringing and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Did the weather bring that plane down? A key question as an AirAsia plane remains missing. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. As the evening hours descended on the search area, the search operation for AirAsia Flight 8501 has been suspended until the morning hours. The flight, with 162 people aboard, was about halfway into its trip from Indonesia to Singapore yesterday when contact was lost. No distress signal was sent. Indonesia's Transport Authority says the crew of the plane had requested permission to turn left and to climb to 38,000 feet to avoid bad weather. The request to turn was granted, but the crew was not given permission to climb, as another plane in the area was flying at the same altitude. Shortly thereafter, no contact. Former NTSB investigator Alan Deal says having to fly through weather that includes thunderstorms may have brought the plane down.
The dangers with this so-called convective thunderstorm activity is, first of all, turbulence. That can damage an aircraft. Heavy rain can actually be a threat to an aircraft if it's heavy enough. Lightning and hail. All of these have brought aircraft down.
And authorities in Indonesia say they are now investigating claims that an Australian search plane spotted objects during its search for the missing jetliner. During a news conference overnight, Indonesia's vice president said at this point, there's no evidence the objects are from Flight 8501. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street with two of the major indexes starting out at new record highs. The Dow up 24 points last Friday, hitting a closing high of 18,054. S&P climbed 7 to a record high of 2089. NASDAQ had a 33-point gain as well. Sony's controversial comedy, The Interview, is proving profitable online. The studio reporting the movie has been purchased or rented online more than 2 million times since its release last week, generating more than $15 million that would make the movie the number one online movie ever released by the studio. The Interview also brought in nearly $3 million in its limited theatrical release to independent theaters that began on Christmas Day. Speaking of movies, business at the box office overall this past weekend.
Will you follow me?
Well, that kind of depends on where you're going, to tell you the truth.
One last time.
All right, you talked me into it. The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, number one again, bringing in another $41.4 million.
Closing notes. First, a look back to Christmas Day and a Christmas miracle aboard a subway train in Philadelphia.
We delivered a baby for her, so it's like her Christmas present, but it's also like a blessing and a present for myself. This is the first time I experienced something like this.
That's Sergeant Daniel Caban, a Philadelphia transit officer who said he was notified that a woman on a train had gone into labor Christmas night. He delivered the baby with help from Officer Darrell James.
He would say, oh, you delivered the baby. You know, she delivered the baby. I was just blessed with being there.
Both mom and her baby were taken to a nearby hospital. Everyone is doing just fine. On to Christmas leftovers. For instance, what do you do with that Christmas tree? Couple of ideas. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been recycling Christmas trees for 30 years by using them to enhance fish habitat in the lakes they manage. The trees are weighed down so they sink to the bottom of the lakes, creating a habitat for small fish, which then attract predator fish. Here's another idea. A few years ago, a firefighter in Reno, Nevada, named Vince Thomas, discovered that his Christmas tree was a tasty treat for goats. He did some research and found out that pine needles are actually good for goats. And a Christmas recycling program was born involving the fire department, drop-off locations, and a local goat herder. You know, when you think about it, you could say when it comes to Christmas trees, you'll never hear a goat say, bleh, humbug. You know, that sounded better in my head. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.